You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, I'm Jim Callis, along with Jonathan Mayo from MLBPipeline.com. The Arizona Fall League is underway. Every major league organization sends a handful of prospects to refine various aspects of their game. And Jonathan, when you look at the players that the Rays have sent to the Mesa Solar Sox, they have some high-profile draft picks in Arizona.
Yeah, they really do. One of whom wasn't originally their draft pick, and that's Daniel Robertson. This is his second go-round in the Arizona Fall League. A year ago, he was still part of the Oakland A's organization, was traded during the offseason in the Ben Zobrist deal. This time, he's still playing for Mesa, but he's got a Rays uniform on. First full season with the new organization, had some highs and some lows, played pretty well in Double-A, trying to figure out that level, but missed a large chunk of time because of a broken hamate. Obviously, that takes some time to come back to get that field to hit, bring the power back into the bat. Obviously, this is a guy who's played shortstop through most of his pro career. He's played a little bit of second base. That's where he's focusing on this fall with an eventual move there. Ever since he was drafted, people talked about him not being able to stick it short. Hasn't really developed the power that I think people thought that would push him to third. Second base could be a really, really good spot for him where he could eventually join the big league lexicon of middle infielders who have made it in recent time.
Getting this under my belt last year, you know, it's this year kind of everything's free and easy and you know what to expect. I mean, for me, it's just to come out here and not put a lot of pressure on myself playing out here. Like you said, I played out here last year and just looking forward to coming out here and having fun and, you know, enjoying this time out here in the fall. It doesn't get much better than this.
Another guy on that roster from the Rays, Jonathan, who's also coming back from a hamate injury, is first baseman Casey Gillespie. He was a 20th overall pick in the 2014 draft, signed for a little bit over $2 million. He comes from a baseball family. His father, Mark, was an All-American at Mississippi State and reached AAA in the minors. His brother, Connor, was in the big leagues this year with the White Sox and the Angels. And there's a lot to like about Casey. He fits that first base profile very well. He's a switch hitter. He shows power and patience from both sides of the plate. 17 homers in 79 games this year. Got to high class A before he got hurt. Not very athletic, but he has sure hands and gets the job done at first base. And I don't think in Gillespie's case it's a matter of he needs to address any kind of deficiency in his game at this point. I think it's just a matter of making up for the time he missed and getting back on that fast track. Because with his power and the Rays' needs at first base, he's a guy who can move through the minors very quickly.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.